This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
Many gardeners with shady conditions often wish they had full sun. Since I have to design landscapes on both types of sites, I can tell you that I prefer shade. A full sun garden is not the promised land where all the plants grow and explode into a better homes and gardens setting. More often than not, it can be a place where I find dry soil, burned foliage, and faded and washed out colors. The big myth about shade is that nothing grows there. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth. The plants that thrive in a shaded location might be a bit understated compared to those in the full sun realm, but I like subtle interest more than a slap-in-the-face flower that doesn't last a long time. Did I mention the hot spring or summer sun really diminishes the longevity of flowering trees and shrubs? A crabapple might take a 25% hit in length of bloom time given high temperatures combined with lack of precipitation. Now, trees are the usual cause of shade, but their wide variety of growth habits yields many different types of shade. For instance, a tree with a dense canopy may block out virtually all light, and this would be considered full shade. This is a toughie for plants, but the perfect spot to field locate a seeding area in the cool shade of a tree. Have you ever sat under an umbrella in the hot sun? There are just no comfortable conditions in that environment, unless perhaps you drink heavily. This reminds me of what Frank Beasley used to tell me. Alcohol does not solve problems, but then again, neither does milk. But I digress. A tree with an open habit lets spots of sun shine through, or tall trees whose branches don't begin until high up in the trunk create a shade condition referred to as dappled light. There are a ton of possibilities under this condition. Low-light areas like this often lend themselves to a more natural look than full-sun borders, and one often spends more time in shady gardens exploring and appreciating the nuances that they have to offer. Okay, some things to keep in mind. Afternoon sun is stronger than morning sun, but isn't as intense as midday sun. Variegated or yellow leaf plants are two types of plants that can be negatively affected by sunlight that's too strong. Other perennials, such as a stilbe, may grow better in the afternoon light rather than morning sun. If you have burned foliage, underwhelming growth, or weak flowering, think about moving your plants to a location with a different intensity of light. Remember that gardening is trial and error, and the person that never killed a plant probably didn't plant any. I'm rooting for you in your efforts to provide an area in your landscape that is just made in the shade. I'm Jim Sellecito, and I hope that I've helped you to see the light.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.